Deputy Assistant Secretary for African Affairs, Dr. Shannon Smith, and Stephen Feldstein, Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights and Labor, told journalists in the capital today that the U.S. is concerned about what is happening in the Southern African nation.
Zimbabwe is a significant country in Southern Africa, and so, you know, we came in trying to understand what are the factors that could improve Zimbabwe's score, for example, on the ease of doing business index, which I think is an important measure.
Dr. Smith also noted that their meeting with Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa explored ways through which Zimbabwe can improve ways of conducting business with other nations. The World Bank rates Zimbabwe as one of the least favorable investment destinations, ranking it 171 out of 189 in its 2014 Ease of Doing Business Index. Feldstein said this index does not only measure the economic freedom in a country, but also indicates the country's desire to implement the rule of law. Asked about U.S. policy on Zimbabwe in the wake of the European Union lifting sanctions on Zimbabwe, Dr. Smith said they were not in Zimbabwe to change policies and would leave their colleagues to discuss their own policies. She said America is committed to working with Zimbabweans to achieve a democratic and prosperous nation. The U.S. maintains targeted sanctions on President Mugabe and his inner circle for gross human rights violations and allegedly rigging elections, among related issues. Despite this, the U.S. spends millions of dollars in supporting economic development, health, agriculture, and democratic institutions in Zimbabwe. On the alleged abuse of U.S. funds by some civil society organizations, Dr. Smith said they were looking into the matter.
We want to pursue transparency in our program, just as we expect from others. And if allegations are raised, you know, we want to look at those thoroughly. But we think, on the whole, American assistance has done enormous good when you look at the millions that have been provided to help fight HIV/AIDS and other reasons. But when questions are raised, you know, you need to look into it. You need to make sure that, in fact, your taxpayers' money is going to where we all want it to see.
Several civil society organizations are being investigated for allegedly abusing aid money from the U.S. and other donor countries and organizations. Political analyst Charles Mangongera said the visit by the two U.S. officials shows America's willingness to re-engage Zimbabwe. He, however, said America is unlikely to shift its policy on Zimbabwe, as the government seemed unwilling to implement some provisions of the Constitution as well as to improve its human rights record. He cited Zamara's disappearance and the intimidation and harassment of opposition supporters in the run-up to the by-elections as examples. Media Center Director Ernest Muzengi said the visit will show the U.S. officials that nothing much has changed in Zimbabwe.
I don't think this particular visit can give us hope that this government is going to change its heart and that it will promptly implement reforms as per the letter and the spirit of the new constitution.
Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima yesterday told Voice of America Africa Service Zimbabwe wanted to re-engage Washington. The American diplomats are on a four-day visit meeting government officials, civil society and political parties to get first-hand information on various issues, including human rights, democracy and governance, since the adoption of the new constitution in 2013. Feldstein said they have expressed their concern to the government about Zamara's disappearance. He said the U.S. expects the government of Zimbabwe to fully investigate and provide regular updates on its findings as directed by the High Court.
From the United States' perspective, we have longstanding concerns about human rights violations, and that includes intimidation, harassment, torture, and forced disappearances. We're also concerned about longstanding government restrictions when it comes to the ability of civil society to operate, independent media, political parties, activists, and regular citizens. And we believe that these longstanding restrictions do impede fundamental freedoms.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.